Well, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome back to Vectors Radio, Georgie McCarthy from McCarthy and Booker in Cowes. Now, we got together to talk previously and the market was really buoyant before.
Yeah.
Mixed things. Obviously, the world economy is a bit of a weird and wonderful place right now. So what's happening? What's it like to try and be buying and selling currently?
Well, it's wonderful for buyers because there's lots of choice. So we at McCarthy and Booker, from when I last spoke to you, we've probably got 2.5 to 3 times as many properties for sale in all price ranges than we did post-COVID.
Okay.
So it is a buyer's market.
Right. So what does that mean, for example, if you're maybe a first-time buyer? Now, obviously, in this day and age, most people do their house hunting online. Mm. I look and I'm not even looking to buy. We all do it because we like to have a little nosy. But so what's the role of a local estate agent in this day and age?
Well, it's massively changed. There's a lot of online. You know, you can find anything online, can't you? And everybody's on Rightmove, if you're allowed to say that, and all the others. But really, if you are a first-time buyer or if you're in a short chain and you've got your house under offer, all the agents are going to want to know you. You are the dream buyer. So what I would do is, instead of getting reams and reams of properties through in your inbox and just, you know, you just have to keep clearing it out every now and then, I would go and make some friends with some agents. I'd get down the high street, choose your favourite agent, look at their websites, have a look to see what their ethos is, what, you know, I know it's a bit cheesy, but what their mission is, because we're not all alike, and find somebody that you trust to find you the right home. Mm. So, you know, we are constantly with those buyers spending a morning and showing people several properties in their price range.
Yeah.
Because we want them to buy through us. So yeah. I would say 100% put a face to a name.
Yeah.
So I would go in to see the agents. Not many people do that. And it's really important because they'll want to find something for
them. And I guess you getting to know what it is they think they want, what they then actually want when they start looking at properties. You see all these TV shows, don't you, when they start with, oh, we want this, this and this, and then they buy something completely the opposite.
That would be a curveball.
Yes. So getting to know someone and what maybe they're willing to compromise on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of buyers aren't really compromising at the moment because they don't need to. There's not really a lot of sense of urgency because there is so much property to get round. So I would say that if you've got a list of wants and your wish list, most of your agents, some agents will just send you everything in your price range, won't even necessarily look at your postcodes. But what I would say is if you choose an agent that you know has got the right kind of properties for you, go around and have a look at those properties, and that agent will be running through their brain with other properties that they know about, because 9 times out of 10 you're looking at things that you think you will love, and you'll get in there and it just won't speak to you. I know that sounds cheesy, but
I mean, even the best photos in the world on a website are not
really good.
But they're not going to really give you the feel, are they, for something?
You know, everybody makes that, they say that they make the decision in the first 30 seconds. I absolutely 100% agree with that. So I might, for example, somebody came in today and that liked a particular house. We got chatting and then I've got a key for another house that I just went and valued this afternoon and she's already around there.
Yeah.
So that's your agent. It's gone back to good old fashioned sales, which, you know, I love.
Yes. So good if you're a buyer. What if you're putting your house on the market? What should you expect from the market currently?
It's not a fast market for a seller. Everything sells, everything's got its right price, but we're still kind of resetting as a market. So for example, I was asked to revalue a property today that I saw 2 years ago, and my opinion was lower than what it was 2 years ago, because there is so much choice and that will make the market reset a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would say when your agent is valuing your home and sitting on your sofa, I would really ask them, what do I need to do? Be yeah. brave, ask that question. What do I need to do to make my house stick its head above the parapet of mm-hmm. all the other properties in my price range? You should know what your competition is,
yeah.
and your agent will tell you if you don't already know, but you have got to pay attention to detail now.
Mm.
You've got to iron your bed linen. Somebody looked at me horrified the other day. I said, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to iron your bed linen. Otherwise, it just looks like somebody's been jumping on your bed in your photos.
It absolutely amazes me sometimes, some of the photos you see where you think nobody even tidied up before they took that photo.
No, and it is, you know, you've got to work around doggies and you've got to work around children. I should have probably said that in the other order, but you know, you need to put everything away. It doesn't need to look like a show home. It needs to look lived in, because somebody needs to imagine living there.
Absolutely.
If it looks like a show home, that will equally put somebody off.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really hard for an agent to sell is an empty house.
Yes.
So if you've got a home that we're photographing, we get the photographer around there and there's absolutely no furniture in there, it's difficult for people to imagine.
I always find it's really difficult to judge the size of a room when they photograph it empty, because if there's, you know, a bed in there, you know how big a double bed is, for example, or a sofa. And otherwise rooms, you sort of then think, I'm not sure what's going on in that room.
Yeah, that is quite frustrating for everybody, really, because they'll say, well, you know, you give them feedback, your owner, and they'll say, well, you've got a floor plan on there with the sizes.
Yeah.
And we do say to buyers, look, if you've got your floor plan and you're looking around houses and people are running a hoover around and everything else, you need to think about how they feel,
because
they're all excited that you might buy it. But look at the room sizes and compare it to something that you know.
Yes.
So go and measure your bedroom and then look at the floor plan and go, okay, that's exactly the same as my bedroom. I would definitely be able to get my king size or super king bed in there, and a wardrobe, bedside, all of that. So that's what I would say.
Okay, then the island issue, second home ownership. Now, obviously, everyone has their view on it, love it or hate it. The houses going on the market at the moment? Are people tending to?
There's a raft of second homes on the market.
Okay.
It's a very well-rounded market at the moment, because there are homes in every single price range. So we're not top heavy on, you know, your £1 million plus houses.
Yeah.
We've got a really good range of properties across all of the whole of the market to offer, and all over the island as well. The second home owners, we've got a beautiful island and we've shared it with wonderful second home owners that have helped us, maybe controversially, but, you know, we've got amazing places to eat out. You know, the island has really raised its game. It's absolutely beautiful place to live. I would never live anywhere else, Nick, but I have to say... They're leaving.
Yeah,
in their droves. Yeah. They're trying to anyway. I mean, lots of things have happened financially.
Well, exactly. I mean, the economy. You know, if you've got to sort of, you know, tighten your belt, a second home is top. I would think of the list for many people of things they don't have to keep.
But everybody imagines that second homes are all the big, you know, swanky homes. They're not. What about the people that have spent all their inheritance on a little two up, two down, and cows and. And they're helping make the high street what it is.
Yeah.
And we've got all these, like I say, lovely choice of restaurants and things like that to use. So we can't be short-sighted, you know, saying cheerio to second homeowners.
No, it's about finding a balance. And I mean, I declare I came here as a second homeowner and then loved it so much I've made my home here. But I agree with you. I'm very aware that, you know, the lovely things we have going on, particularly in Cowes, wouldn't be here if we weren't a tourist destination and a destination for second homeowners. We would be a small, quiet seaside town. So you kind of got to strike the balance, haven't you?
I absolutely agree with that. We do need a balance, and you know, it's coming, but it's going to be slower for that reset to happen. But you know, it's sad that they're all going. They're going somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, the double council tax is a thing.
Yes.
And whether you think that maybe if you've got a bit deeper pockets, that's affordable, it's actually sometimes just the principle.
No, and as you said, if somebody's got, you know, a small little place that they like to retreat to, then actually their bills are going up on both homes and something has to give, doesn't
absolutely.
It? So absolutely true. In terms of, just to sum up then, if you're looking to to buy. Good times. There are lots to there's lots to choose from, and I guess potentially some deals to be done for people.
There's some deals to be done. You know, that we've got motivated sellers that have to move. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just sort of, you know, playing and seeing if they can get a nice number for their house. There's lots of people that do have to move.
Mm.
So yeah, there's a lot of choice.
Yeah.
There are some really good you know, mortgage rates that still, if you dig about, mm-hmm. we can recommend some really good brokers if anybody needs one. And you know, you just need to have an understanding agent that's going to stand with you. You know, it is. You're not going to sell your house overnight, yeah. although we did last week sell one overnight. But you're in for a bit of a time, mm. and you need to trust who's working for you and make sure that they're putting your property under the right noses.
Yeah.
And as long as you've got a well-rounded agent that really cares and wants to sell your home for you, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And this is a really good time of the year to put the house on the market. Yeah. You know, there's going to be more people walking up and down the high street. So I think it's not all doomy and gloomy. It's just going to take a bit longer. Yeah.
I think we're, like you say, we're resetting to pre-COVID when, I mean, I certainly know when I've sold houses before, you expected it to take a bit of time here on the Isle of Wight. Yeah. You were very lucky if it went quickly. If it didn't, you know, that's how it was. It might take 6 months or more. And as you said, everything is resetting in a very difficult time globally for us all, not quite knowing what, you know, who across the pond is going to do next, mm. And how that's going to impact us all. So, yeah, people are feeling that and sort of thinking twice before making decisions. Mm. But like you say, some people have got to move home. Some people want to. So great time to actually just maybe start thinking about it, looking at some properties and take it from there. But as you say, present yours the best you can.
If you are selling, you do need to pay attention to curb appeal, because people, I mean, we get so many calls off our boards still, and you think that's really old fashioned, but people do still drive around
absolutely
an area they want to live in. So curb appeal is really important. Make sure all your stripy lawns, flowers mm-hmm. out, all of that kind of thing. And yeah. On your bed linen.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us here on Vectors Radio, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you for having me.